Dunkin' Cold K cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Okay. God, I love saying that. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker. Just brew over ice and sip in seconds. Bold, smooth Dunkin'. Taste you know and love. Find Dunkin' Cold Coffee in the roasted coffee aisle. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, and a vehicle. Mm. Or with Nest Doorbell, even a package. I can't tell the difference between those things. That's incredible. And with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you get 30 days of event video history. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Patty. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
Good. Hi.
Oh, you know what I love? A cat just, it's like a cat heard our voices and walked in the background. Like, that sounds like Conan, Matt, and Sona. What's your cat's name?
My cat's name is Nugget. She's sitting on my lap now. I can show you what she looks like if you want to see her.
I saw Nugget make an appearance briefly and really ran in. Like, I hear excitement. It was exciting. To see that because I live with cats and they hate me. And so it was nice to see a cat hear my voice and come running. That was thrilling to me. But listen, Patty, enough about me. Where are you right now?
So I'm coming to you from Austin, Texas at the moment.
Nice. I like Austin. It's very nice. Very pleasant place.
Yeah. It's very cold right now and very drizzly, which is unfortunate.
Well, what do you define cold to you? Because I grew up in Boston. What's cold in Austin?
Oh, no. Okay. It's to me like 30 to 40 is cold. That's like I'm not going outside.
That is cold.
That is cold.
That is cold. Yeah, that's
okay,
legitimate.
Okay, good. Thank
that's
you for legitimate. Justifying me. It is cold.
So cold.
Yeah. No, we justify you and dignify you with your your temperature calculations.
That's all I want.
Patty, tell us a little bit about yourself. First of all, I love the room you're coming from. It's very orange. It's very nice. Mm-hmm. You seem like a cool person. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
So what I do for a living is I am an art director at a slime company. So we mass produce slime for people who are really into collecting slime.
Okay. Now I know slime is a thing kids love these days. They love their slime. Yeah. And when you say you mass produce it, meaning what does it come in? What is the slime sold in stores that you make?
So we don't do as much wholesale slime. We primarily sell from our personal website, but we make all of the slime in the warehouse.
What you're talking about is a bespoke slime.
Artisanal slime.
Artisanal slime.
A designer slime. An artisanal slime, exactly.
So this isn't just some goop that would drop on someone on a Nickelodeon show. This is the really good stuff.
This is the real deal. This is like it's very complicated. I didn't know anything about slime until I got this job, and I know more about slime than I ever wanted to know in my life. I have lots of wisdom to impart.
I know, well, good, because I don't know anything about slime other than it's slimy, but I don't know anything. What is slime composed of primarily?
So slime is primarily made of glue, water, and borax. Those are kind of your base components, but depending on what type of glue you use or what kind of add-ins you put in it, you can get a lot of very different textures. So we have slimes that are clear. We have slimes that are more opaque. We have some that are crunchy. There are a lot it's so many things you can do.
Okay. So first of all, is there such thing as like a slime sommelier? Someone who can a slime-olier. Someone who can open up the package and feel it and go, yes, I see what they've done. They've used a borax from the Tampa area, and I'm sensing a glue that's more of a resin. I detect that it's from the northern Canadian woods.
Is there like a vintage to slime?
Yeah.
in a weird way, yes to both of those questions. I have kind of myself become a slime sommelier because we need to figure out, like, different types of glue make different types of textures. So, like, a wood glue is going to give you a different slime than a school glue.
Well, of course. I'm sorry, Patty, but of course.
Of course. Yeah.
I mean, this is just insulting.
You're not speaking to idiots here.
Yeah. But, I mean, you think we were born yesterday? And what is the slime that you create, that you sell, what does it come in? Does it come in an egg? Does it come in a plastic bowl? I'm over enunciating for no reason. What does it come in?
No, it was really good. It was really good. I can show you. I have a bunch of slimes over here.
Of course you do. Yes, you're in your room, and that's where you keep slime.
Of course.
What do people do with slime?
Yeah, this is my slime.
Well, hold on. One thing at a time, Sona.
Oh, I'm
please.
Sorry.
That's a valid question. I want to know.
Yeah.
I love fielding all of these questions about slime. This is the container. It's just like a little cute, like, plastic container with like a lid on it. Try to keep it airtight in there. We also do clays. Like, we do clay toppers for the slime. So, like, this is a deli container that we put a little, like, clay toast in. We do a lot of different things.
A toast that's made of clay.
I have to show you this.
Okay, you are dealing with idiots here, so.
Yeah, I don't know why. No. Why would you have toast made of clay and slime goes on top of it? What is that? What are you accomplishing there?
So basically, you can kind of make like a DIY kit. So, like, this is a honey toast DIY kit. So you can kind of see this, like, cute little, like, clay that looks like a toast.
Yes. Oh, and then you spread the slime on it.
Yeah, you kind of like put it on top of the base slime, and then you put this little honey like syrup on top of it and kind of like drizzle it.
So you're pretending to make a food item, but nothing is edible.
Yes, exactly. Nothing is edible. That's why we have to put do not eat on all of our labels.
Oh.
I love that. You're making pretend toast
for children.
And pretend honey for children and then saying just don't eat it. That's fantastic.
Pretty much.
Oh, we made a tricycle. What's it made of? Explosives. Better not get on that tricycle. You'll blow up. But it looks so cool. I know. We call it a tricycle just to confuse kids. Hope they don't get on it. I don't know, Patty. I'm really concerned.
You would be surprised by the amount of... there are also a lot of... It's not just kids that buy the products. It's actually a lot of, like, people in their 20s and, like, kind of young adults and older people who just, like, they like the kind of texture of the slime, and it kind of becomes, like, a comfort thing.
Well, it's also, is it all about, like, holding the slime and you squeeze it and it gloops through your fingers?
Yes, very much so. It's, like, very, like, visceral.
Ooh, look at that.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's pleasing.
It's pretty good. This one is not from the company that I work for, but it's basically, like, a Tide slime. Like, it smells like laundry detergent, and it kind of looks like Tide.
Do you think people use this? Does anyone ever... is there talk?
Bone it. Do they bone it?
Yeah. Oh. Is there ever talk... Is there ever talk in the industry about people pleasuring themselves or having an erotic adventure with the slime?
It was so hard for me not to make this sexual. I'm glad I'm not the one that took us down that path.
We were all thinking it.
I always am the one who has to take us there.
Up.
Yes.
But is it okay, Patty, to talk about this?
Actually, I'm qualified to answer this one.
It's, I'll say this. We do not make slime for those purposes. If there is someone out there who does that,
right.
I am not aware of them, but, like, shout out to them, I guess. If
yeah, I mean, Penthouse Magazine was basically for the articles. Listen, all I'm saying is that it comes to mind that
that people are fucking it.
Well, notice there's a
sorry.
Do not eat label on there, but not a do not fuck.
Okay, yes, that's guys. What we're saying.
This is true.
Well, I didn't there bring is... us there. I was trying not to go there.
No, I in no way.
I appreciate you for not trying to go there.
Thank
Patty.
You,
I really
Patty.
See that, and I respect that.
Thank
Patty.
You.
Patty, just to be clear, I would like to distance myself from my friends. I wasn't talking about someone having intercourse with the slime.
Oh.
I was thinking of someone spreading it over their body.
Sexually.
Okay.
To arouse themselves. Maybe immersing themselves in a tub of it and just wriggling around and going, ugh.
Yours is more of a romantic angle, like a Valentine's Day kind of bath of slime with some candles.
Yeah, I wasn't, nothing, there's no, you guys are being very crass about this. What I was thinking about was scented candles and then a big tub of slime. And then little rose petals on top of the slime, and then you get it and blurch, glurble.
What we
glurble.
Essentially have here is a round of like fuck, marry, kill with slime.
Yeah, I want to.
You want to marry.
I want to marry
the
slime.
You want to take it out to dinner. Okay. You want to go to dinner with slime.
And the slime will have the beef, please.
What's your first date with slime? Like, what movie are you and slime going to see?
Well, I'm sure we're going to go
Ghostbusters.
See Ghostbusters. Yeah, very good. We're going to see vintage Ghostbusters. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where
California.
You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident, so are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile didn't miss it. My T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know when brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. Can't believe we've been doing this podcast for 5 years. Lots changed. But you know what? There's also things that haven't changed. Mm. Great taste of Miller Lite. Yeah. Hasn't changed. It was the original light beer. And to this day, for my money, it's still the best one.
It's good.
I'll fight anyone that disagrees.
Will you?
Well, not with my... I'll have someone fight for me. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want, less of the stuff you don't.
Yeah.
I like great taste, clean finish, simple ingredients.
Yeah.
You know, some of these beers, they put caramel in there.
Ugh.
Corn cobs.
Oh.
Chicory. I don't want that. I like the simple taste of Miller Lite. Classic. Undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories.
That's good.
It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need, holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes, hello, like beer.
Yeah, not like water that's just kind of beery.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like that. That's a bad name for a beer, too. Water that's mostly beery. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. I came up with that.
Oh.
I should get paid. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Conan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Well, so, okay, so this is fascinating. There's this whole world of slime, and I bet there are people who really like pulling it out of the jar and just squeezing it, right? Isn't that, that's part of the pleasure?
Yeah.
And we're back.
I can demonstrate for you.
Oh, hey, well, if you don't mind, I'd like to see you. Patty, if you don't mind, I'd like to see you.
Oh, really? No. Now I'm having second thoughts. Now I'm having a lot of second thoughts.
You should.
About this,
you
but,
should.
No, I'm asking legitimate questions. Oh, good Lord.
Yes. Oh. So it kind of depends on the texture. So like, this is a differently textured slime. This
that's
is
very
like
thick
a,
slime.
Oh, that's like matte.
Yeah, exactly. This is more of like a thick kind of clay based, like cloud type of slime. And you kind of get like a different pull from this than you would with like the clears or anything like that. There are some slimes that are, they're made for different types of, I don't want to say this because you're immediately going to take this and run with it. They're made for different types of play. Okay.
Sure.
They
no, all have no, no, we're not. No. Go ahead.
No.
Continue. Mm-hmm. No, we don't, nothing here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Nothing to see here.
Right.
So there are different kinds of ways that you can play with slime, depending on what you're interested in.
Yeah.
And slime is huge with kids, right? Kids love slime.
Yeah.
But you said older people like it too. It's become kind of a phenomenon, has it not?
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy how like big the world of slime is. We have a full team of people who just make content based on the slimes that we produce. Like they'll make TikToks of scooping the slimes, scooping ASMR videos.
Oh,
like really, really popular.
Where people love the sound of the slime coming out. Is that
squish.
It? And what does it make? What kind of sound does it make?
It's like a slurpy, squishy, bubbly pop. Some of them actually pop when you like squeeze them hard enough.
And people listen to that and they enjoy it. They enjoy hearing that.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How big a batch do you guys make in the factory? Like, is it big enough like someone could fall in and become the Joker, or is it just like, you know?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
That is a good question. I would definitely say you can fit a person in
Great.
The mixers
Let's
that we
talk
use
after
to make
this.
The slime.
Oh.
Yeah, you can come to the factory, just have a little dip. Okay.
If someone fell into the vat, would they be able to get out or would they be smothered? Is it impossible?
Just like sucked into
Is it possible to climb your way out, or if you're submerged in slime, are you pretty much done for?
Quick slime.
That's a good murder.
Would be a good...
No, I honestly don't know. I don't know. I'm just curious.
So... I have helped the people who mix the large batches of slime. I don't think you could like truly, if you like stuck your face in it, you would definitely suffocate and die. But if you're just like kind of digging your hands into it and moving it around, it's more heavy than anything. I wouldn't say slime is like sticky. It's just like very, very heavy in large batches.
Okay.
And we use industrial, to give you an idea, what we use to make the large batches of slime is like industrial dough mixers.
Mm.
So they're like very, very large.
What is the shelf life of slime if you were to leave it uncovered? Does it last for thousands and thousands of years?
Definitely not thousands and thousands of years. I would say if you cover it and keep it like nice and tight, then probably like It depending on the type of slime, it can last for a really long time. If you leave it for like a few months or longer, it's kind of like slowly starts to revert back to like just glue. So you actually need to have, I'll show you, we have these activator pens that are water and borax mixed together, and you spray this on the slime and it like reactivates it and
reanimates
makes it playable
it.
Again.
Yes, yes.
It reanimates it. Brings it back to life. It brings it back to life.
Isn't it interesting that they say that mankind came from slime? You know, we originated from slime, and we've over millions of years evolved into
gods, essentially.
Yes, but now what do we choose to do?
With the slime?
We choose to create our own slime.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, what I'm saying is we have completed the cycle. We're obsessed with our own origin, and we are now, once slime, we have become humans, Homo sapiens, and now we make slime, and we love it. Yeah. So it's interesting.
We've like
how...
returned to the primordial ooze.
Yes,
almost.
We have. Very good. Yeah. I like that. I like that. Well, Patty, I wasn't going to guess that this is what you did for a living, but I find it interesting and quasi-erotic. that's why I was asking about, could I float in the tank?
I got that part.
just make sure that, find out if someone would drown if they broke into your slime warehouse, removed all their clothing, and got inside the tank.
Oh,
just find out if you could.
Come on.
I'm just saying, let's investigate.
You're naked in it?
Well, you know what? Yeah, of course, that's part of the whole fantasy.
That's a PR nightmare.
For them, not me. Any publicity
for
is good publicity.
Purposes, no one should do this. Please,
some kids
God,
are.
No one listen to this.
Please do not listen to this. So you have a question for me, I believe.
I do. So my question is, I am going to be turning 30 in a few months in March, which I know is when you were that age when you started doing late night. Mm-hmm. And as someone who has perhaps not reached all of my goals by the age of 30, do you have any advice moving forward? Is it possible that I could become a talk show host at 30?
I'd hope that you would aim higher than talk show host at 30. No, I have to say this. Well, first of all, everything's changed, so anyone can be a talk show host now. You have a camera, and you can, so I came along at a time where you had to trick a large network, one of three, into letting you have a talk show. But now anybody with an iPhone and access to the internet can... or any phone. I just said iPhone first in case they send me something. But I know my advice too is that nobody has achieved all their life goals at 30. I certainly didn't, or 40 or 50. And you just, it sounds like you're putting way too much pressure on yourself. I think when people put all this pressure on themselves to do something by what is an arbitrary date, is way too much pressure. You've got to relax like slime. You've got to just be loose. You've got to just, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Climb into one of those vats.
Well, no. Don't do that. I'm really worried about people's safety. But no, I think it's way too much pressure to put on yourself, you know? Look at you. You're a wonderful person. You know more about slime than anyone I've ever talked to. And you've got a nice life going for yourself. So who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what will unfold? Many kinds of lives, many kinds of slime. We just don't know what's going to happen, Patty. But don't put too much pressure on yourself on this 30th birthday.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Okay.
Just enjoy it.
No, that's great. This was like a nice little therapy session for me. I really enjoyed that.
Well, I'm enjoying just thinking about climbing into that slime. Ugh. I'm sorry. I would like, how much would it cost me to get enough for a whole?
No.
Bathtub full of slime.
No.
The crunchy kind.
Just get a bunch of slime and put it in a bathtub.
The kind of little crunches in it.
Once you get it, you can do whatever you want.
Okay. All right. As long as you know that.
I'm sorry.
Well, you guys just make it. You don't know. You can't control what people are doing. And you can't monitor it either. There's no way to monitor.
You're acting like they're like Smith and Wesson or Winchester. Slime doesn't have sex with people. People do.
Exactly.
Well,
do you ever fear that lightning would hit the slime and the slime could come to life?
Oh, geez.
Like a slime, because as we've learned from science fiction, if lightning hits something, it suddenly becomes
a
monster.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say that the thing is, there is a huge, so you talk about jokingly, I hope, engaging with the slime in a somewhat sexual manner.
Yep.
There are monster girls that some people on the internet are very into that are fully made of slime. This is a corner of the internet.
Wait a minute. What do you mean monster girls? Yeah. So these are women.
Oh, no.
It's slime that's molded into the shape of a woman. Is that what you're saying?
That is exactly what I'm saying. And that is a prominent genre of anime woman on the internet that people are very into. Oh. That is a thing that exists.
So, and you say people are into it, meaning they like the idea of a woman made of slime.
Yes, that is how I would put it. It's like, you know, people are really into vampire girls and werewolf girls and other monster girls. Frankenstein girls are also into slime girls. I'm so sorry I had to reveal this information to you.
We're all going to Google it.
Well, yeah. Oh, no.
Matt seems to know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, I married one.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's true.
We're learning a lot about
it. When she's locked out of the
today.
House, she can just go through the mail slot.
Okay.
Her name is
Lurch.
Lurch. No.
She's lovely. I love...
of the Connecticut.
Yes. They come from... It's near Litchfield. Well, Patty, this got very, very weird.
I'm so sorry.
It wasn't your fault.
Trust me, it was not you.
Yeah, it was us.
It was us. It was us and primarily Sona. But
what? I didn't do it. That's what I want to make sure everybody knows.
No, you're a terrible person.
Okay.
Slime freak.
I see you, Sona.
You are a slime freak.
Thanks, Patty.
Patty, it was really nice talking to you. Be well. Happy birthday ahead of time. And like yourself. You're doing great.
Oh, thank you so much. I've been such a huge fan of your show literally since I was like a kid.
Oh.
So like going on 15 plus years, it's like so crazy to talk to you because like genuinely just my whole life really. Yeah.
Thank you for
very exciting.
Liking my weirdness. I appreciate it. And go in slime, you know, go in slime.
Yes. Yes, I will. Slime strong.
Slime strong. Yeah. All right. Take care. Strong. Bye-bye.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much.
Bye. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. With Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production. In association with Earwolf.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.